It's Ian Pickus, and we're in the Congressional Corner today. We're wrapping up our conversation with Becca Ballant, a first-term Democrat at large from Vermont in office since 2023. Last time we were talking about the near anniversary of the flooding from last year that was so devastating. I was wondering, what are your thoughts about the new Farm Bill proposals that are being talked about right now?
Well, so I'm very concerned that in the farm bill that's being debated as we speak, just two floors below me, they're looking to slash funding for nutritional assistance, the SNAP program. Republicans are wanting to slash $30 billion from that program over the next decade. Very concerned about this. We have a lot of hunger, not just in metropolitan areas, but in rural areas as well. SNAP feeds not just kids, but also veterans, people with disabilities, and seniors really rely on those benefits. And so I'm very concerned that this farm bill that usually has strong bipartisan support has once again become much more of a partisan fight under the speakership of Johnson. In the past, Democrats and Republicans have been able to come to agreements and compromise. That's not what we're seeing this year. We see Republicans not being willing to work with Democrats to come to agreements. And I fear that the people who are going to suffer for it are the people in most need of nutritional assistance.
Let's talk some politics. What did you think about the announcement by Senator Sanders that he'll seek a third term? I think it took some people by surprise a little bit.
Oh, you know, I wasn't surprised because I get to work with Senator Sanders. He is still very much enjoying the work. He's very committed to it. I've been so impressed by the work that he's done on lowering prescription drug prices. And I'm excited that I'm going to have an opportunity to continue to learn from him. Senator Sanders, Senator Welch and I, the three of us and our staff are working very closely together. And I'm very excited that we have experienced senators who are understanding exactly what the needs are of Vermonters. And it makes it easier for me to do my job, knowing that we're all in alignment.
So Senator Sanders used to have your job, and so did Senator Welch. Can you see yourself in the Senate someday?
You know, you never know what's around the corner, Ian. I certainly, one of the things I've been saying to people when they ask me this is that I just got to the House. I'm figuring out how to be most effective here, and I don't know what the future holds. What I'm trying to do is get as much work done on housing and mental health and the main reason that I ran, which was also like fighting for this democracy. That is what is consuming my time. And I'm excited that the three of us are going to be out campaigning together this summer. We have committed to not just having strong campaign events, but making sure they're fun too. We feel like Vermonters need some lightheartedness after all we've been through this year.
What did you think of Governor Scott's decision to run for a fifth term and relatedly former Governor Dean's decision not to?
Yeah, you know, Vermont politics are, you know, are always very interesting because we do tend to have a back and forth between Republicans and Democratic governors. And so I was not surprised to hear that Scott was going to run for another term, and doing work with him both as the president of the Senate and, you know, certainly as a new member of Congress, it's clear that he still feels very committed to a lot of the things that I was talking about around housing and recovering from the flooding. I was surprised that former Governor Dean was even thinking about running, and so it's been a very interesting time in Vermont politics the last few weeks. But you know, I just want people to understand how important it is that folks check back in on what's happening in the country and in the world. I've been very disheartened when I talk to Vermonters, and a lot of people will say to me, you know, Beck, I'm just not even watching the news anymore. I'm tired, and I don't like all the angry partisanship, and I really want to get to a time when I can feel like we're working towards something positive for everyone. And so I think that if I can make a little pitch on the show for folks listening, which is we can't give in to cynicism. We can't lose our hope that there is possible to bring about positive change. But it takes all of us as active participants in the democracy to bring that about. And I'm always just so proud when anyone decides to run, because it's a really big, brave thing to do.
Speaking of which, and let me just carve out a sidebar here to say, you know, people listening to the Congressional Corner on public radio, I think are, you might be preaching to the choir a little bit, but it's a good message. But anyway, speaking of brave, there's this picture of you on social media with a motorcycle. So kudos on that. But can you tell us the scrappy little dyke story?
Oh, I can. I'm so glad you asked that, because, you know, one of the things that I've learned in life, both as a woman and as a gay person, is that you have to kind of use humor to get people to understand that, you know, they don't get to define you. You define yourself. And so as a new member of Congress, I was at a big event with all the incoming Democratic women of Congress. And they said, OK, you're going to introduce yourself to everyone in the group, but you only have three words. And they made me go first. And honestly,
pressure.
Even those are the first. Yes, lots of pressure. Those are the first three words that stuck in my head. And I have to say, it broke a lot of the ice. You know, it broke the ice for everyone, because I was able to poke fun at myself a little bit, but also, you know, to say, look, you know, I may be sort of a different idea of what a member of Congress is, but I represent all of Vermont, and I'm going to be my same quirky self that I always was. And yes, I ride a motorcycle, and I also ride a kick scooter down to the Capitol to take votes. And I just want to be the genuine person that people always knew me to be when I was in both in the classroom and in the Capitol in Vermont.
Let's talk about the presidential race before we run out of time. What's your confidence level right now about Democrats holding on to the White House?
Well, I will tell you two things. Only the paranoid survive. And so I am feeling hopeful. President Biden has an excellent record to run on. When we look at the ways in which he has been able to lower prescription drug prices, invest in infrastructure, have stabilized the inflation coming out of the pandemic, we have a great story to tell about the work that has been done by this administration. Also, you know, huge climate investments. And I think the challenge, obviously, is going back to what I was saying before, we've got to get people checking back in and really engaged in the election. So I feel confident that we're going to flip the House in November. I think Americans are outraged that Republicans work so hard to take away reproductive rights. I think they're outraged about what they see as a meanness of spirit and a willingness to not follow the rule of law. I think that is going to drive a lot of people to the polls. And honestly, we know from watching the last few presidential elections, it comes down to those swing states. And we have to do everything that we can, both to make the case about, you know, what Biden has gotten done and what a second Trump would look like, and show Americans that I, as a Democrat, I'm fighting for the most urgent needs that Americans have. And that's true of my colleagues as well. We really are thinking about protecting voting rights, protecting reproductive rights, but also making it possible for working families to make a go of it.
So we've been speaking with Vermont Congresswoman Becca Ballant, a Democrat at large in office since 2023.